Last week, Father Steve began a catechesis on the different parts of the Mass, and he began with the introductory rites. And today, we're going to continue that catechesis by talking about the Liturgy of the Word. And our readings today are very helpful in understanding God's call to his Word. In the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, the prophet says, "The Word of God put him on his feet. It made him go somewhere." And he ended that little short passage where God, speaking through Ezekiel, was saying, "And they will know that a prophet was among them. They will know that something had changed, that something had happened within their community. Whether they believed it or not, something was going to change because the prophetic word of God is effective and is alive and causes change." But on the other side of that thing, we have our gospel reading today, this wonderful story of Jesus going home. And it's a reminder to us that sometimes we who hear the word of God often, hopefully at least every week, can become used to the word of God. I know in my own life, when I am preparing for Sunday homilies, I'll open up the scripture and I'll begin reading it, and often my mind will say to me, "I've heard this before, no need to go any farther. I know the story." And yet the challenge is to go deeper into the story, to listen to him, Jesus, who we know so well as our brother, as our friend, as the son of Mary, the carpenter. That man, that person who we're called to listen to in relationship. So that is what we come to Mass to do. Not to hear something that was written 4,000, 3,000, 2,000 years ago, but to hear Jesus speaking to us, to hear the Word of God anew, renewing us and helping us to understand who we are called to be as his disciples. And so this is God speaking to us. And we are called in that to remind ourselves of what it is that we are doing. So we get into what the Liturgy of the Word is. Well, we just heard the major part of it, the four readings from sacred scripture. But it also includes what is happening now, the homily. It'll include the profession of faith. And it will end with the general intercessions, where we lift our prayers to God after our hearts have been made new. And it is God speaking to us as we are fed with his word, as we will then be fed sacramentally with his body and blood. So it is that two parts of our wonderful liturgy, the liturgy of the word, and then that great liturgy of the Eucharist. And as we have heard many times, and some of you have been coming to Mass for 60, 70 years, some of us a few less than that, and it's been kind of the same, especially since the reforms of the Great Vatican Council in the 60s, is we hear a reading from the Old Testament, then we hear a psalm, then we hear something from the New Testament, and then we hear one of the four Gospels being proclaimed. And that pretty much follows a pattern, and it is to give us the breadth of salvation history, the breadth of Scripture. Now, it changes a little bit here and there, right? During the Easter season, instead of the Old Testament, we get to hear from the Acts of the Apostles, the founding of the church, so that we're able to then hear more clearly the beginning of our journey with Jesus Christ, how the apostles lived that journey, and how we as modern-day apostles are called to continue to lead that journey. But most importantly, what the church wants us to do and wants us to be is active participants in the liturgy of the word, in sacred scripture. So they want us all to be active in the ministry of proclaiming sacred scripture. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to get up here and read, proclaim, or to sing a psalm or chant a psalm. But what it does mean is that we are called to be active listeners, to prepare ourselves to hear the Word of God each and every day of our lives. And that means that if tonight, when you came into Mass, this is the first time you heard these readings since 3 years ago, then you really haven't been preparing yourself to be active participants in the ministry of the liturgy of the Word. Because what the Church calls us to do is to prepare ourselves throughout the week, to read sacred scripture, to hear God's word on a daily basis, because that is how we get to know Jesus more closely, how we get to be more intimate in our friendship and in our love of God. And when we do that, then we find ourselves listening with an open heart, listening to what we are doing now, because we have already prepared our heart to receive the Word of God fully and completely in our lives. And after the Word of God is heard, well, this is what happens now, right? The priest gives you a homily, or it could be the deacon, or it could be someone else, right? The Church says the priest should give the homily, the deacon may give the homily, and with the bishop's permission, someone else can do that also, depending on the circumstances. But the homily is supposed to continue to break open the Word and make it relevant to what's happening here and now in our lives, to make what's happening in our community, our church, in our world, relevant to the Word of God. Where is God's presence in the Word now? How is the world able to now hear, on this day, at this time, and in this place, the Word of God spoken to them? And so every pope in my lifetime, and I think every pope in the 20th century, has written something about the priest and the homily. And mostly what they say is that the priest needs to immerse himself in sacred scripture, but also to immerse himself in the community, to not just simply be someone who comes by, gives a homily, and then goes away, but to spend time within the community, to know the flock, so to speak, to know who he is speaking to, and then speaking to them where and how and in what needs to be spoken at that time. And so the Church says there should be different ways of doing that. So the most common way, of course, is looking at the readings we have today and point out how Jesus speaks to us through sacred scripture. But the general instruction to the Roman Missal also reminds us that we can also preach on the priors and the proper of the Mass. So if you listen closely to the opening prayer today, I could also preach on that, or on the Eucharistic prayer, or on the Creed, or on the Gloria, or on any other part of the Mass, if that is what is need to be heard today, in this place and in this time. And then, of course, the mystery that we are celebrating needs to be brought forth. And then lastly, the Church says that we can also speak to special points, to things that are happening in the world today that we need to bring forth and talk about what the Church believes, what she teaches, and how we are called to be disciples of that Word. A good example might be that last week many churches, many congregations heard and spoke about the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage. But there can also be other things. I remember I was in the seminary when 9/11 occurred, And I was attending St. Nicholas, St. William's Parish at that time as a seminarian, and Father Gary Thomas spoke about that tragedy and how we are called as Christians to respond to that. And so there are many ways that we can talk about that. The third part of the Liturgy of the Word is our profession of faith. Once again, the general instruction to the Roman Missal reminds us that the profession of faith isn't just a bunch of words that we get up and start mumbling. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, right? And then we hope that by the end we don't mess it up too much with some of the new words, but also, you know, we hope that we can get it done, right? But they say, but more importantly, what it is the instruction says that it is an assent, a saying yes to the Word of God, that I believe in God, the Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. And what we have just heard enriches my life in that belief. It is that Trinitarian nature of our faith that we are called to live on a daily basis. But it is a response to the readings. And once again, this points out the need and the call to know the Word of God intimately in our hearts. Because I cannot say I believe fully and truly in the Son of God, the Word made flesh, the one the Father sent to free me, if I do not know Him, if I do not love Him, if I do not walk with Him throughout the week, throughout every day of my life. And knowing that helps us to understand more fully who we are called to be and how we are called to live the I believe of life. Because if we can believe, then the world changes. And finally, that change that occurs within us as we believe is brought to its conclusion in the prayers of the faithful or the general intercessions. There's many things that the church calls them. But it is our prayer united with the prayer of the whole church, where we bring forth the prayer of the church. And we pray with the church, not just here in Campbell, but throughout the world, lifting our voices together in prayer, lifting our voices and handing to God the prayers that we hold within our hearts to be transformed, just as we will be transformed at that altar, at the altar of God, as we celebrate the Eucharist. But it is that prayer that we bring to the altar, that prayer that we bring to hope. It is that prophetic prayer that Ezekiel proclaims so well. It is a prayer that St. Paul lifted to God in Scripture today as he asked to be freed from the temptations that were bothering him, asked to be freed from that, but trusting and knowing God, knowing Jesus, that whether he was freed or not, God was there to save him. God was there to transform him. God was there to make him an instrument of love and peace. And St. Paul knew that because he knew the Word. He knew the Word of God, not just up here, but in his heart, united together in faith and reason, in the joy of proclaiming the gospel. And so as we continue to celebrate, we remind ourselves of that call, that duty, to do the work of God throughout the week, not just when we come here to celebrate Mass, but when we come together to join in the proclamation of the Word, that proclamation that you as a prophetic people, that we as a prophetic people, are called to live each and every day of our lives.